All right, so today we're diving headfirst into the world of online fan communities.
Yeah.
Those digital spaces where people come together, you know, around a shared passion. And to really get a feel for this, we're going deep on a fascinating case study, North Stand Chat.
Okay.
A bustling online community for, get this, diehard Brighton and Hove Albion football club supporters.
Like their virtual pub, you
Shut
know,
up.
Place to kind of dissect matches and debate transfers and, you know, celebrate all those hard fought victories. Hopefully plenty of those.
Right. And let me tell you, these fans, they are serious about their team.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking over 390,000 discussion threads on this forum. 390,000. And it's not just a small, you know, a small group either. Nearly 30,000 registered members, plus thousands more just popping in and out. I mean, what draws people to a space like this? What makes someone want to spend hours debating, you know, penalty kicks or dissecting the latest manager's press conference?
I think it really boils down to that, like, fundamental human need for connection.
Yeah.
You know, it's amplified in our digital age.
Right.
And these spaces, they offer that sense of belonging, a way to bond over these shared passions. And North Stand Chat, it's a perfect example because it's more than just a fan forum, right?
Yeah.
It's like a microcosm of the community itself.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got everything from like match day analysis to forums dedicated to things like the Robert Eaton Memorial Fund or REMF, as they call it. It's a fun setup to honor a fellow supporter who sadly passed away.
That's incredible. So they're not just talking tactics. They're rallying around each other. They're raising funds, offering support. It really shows the power of these communities to have, you know, real world impact.
Absolutely. And, you know, the REMF is a testament to that,
mm-hmm.
you know, established by fans, for fans. And it embodies the spirit of community that defines places like North Stand Chat.
It's like that feeling you get at a football match. The collective energy, but online and accessible 24/7, no matter where you are in the world. Speaking of being globally connected, they even have a whole forum dedicated to coronavirus, COVID-19.
Wow.
Now, that's something I didn't expect to see in a football fan forum. What does that tell us about how these online spaces evolve and adapt?
Well, I think it highlights how these communities, you know, they become central to people's lives. And when the pandemic hit, you know, this forum, it likely became a lifeline for many people, offering that normalcy and connection during a time of incredible isolation.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't just discussing the virus's impact on the sport. They were sharing their experiences,
yeah.
you know, supporting each other through a truly challenging time. And it's a powerful example of how these online spaces can become extensions of our offline support systems, reflecting and responding to the wider world around us.
So it's more than just escaping reality. It's about navigating it together. Finding solace in shared experiences, even when those experiences are, well, unexpected, to say the least. Okay, let's hit pause there for a second so you can really digest this idea, because it gets even more intriguing as we delve deeper into the heart of North Stand Chat.
Hmm.
Okay, so we've established that this is a community with a lot of heart,
mm-hmm.
but what does it actually look like from the inside, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine scrolling through North Stand Chat. It's like a digital city,
right,
with different districts dedicated to, you know, specific topics.
Mm-hmm.
You got the big board, which I'm guessing is where everyone goes to dissect the latest match.
Oh, yeah.
Analyze those controversial referee calls.
Exactly. It's like the virtual equivalent of, you know, gathering around the telly at the pub.
Right.
Except this pub never closes.
Right.
And then you have, like, latest from Sky Sports, because even diehard fans need their news fix. And it's fascinating how these forums create this, like, shared experience around something as simple as catching up on headlines.
It's like that little burst of excitement when you see breaking news with a group of friends.
Yeah.
You want to share that moment, even if it's just a quick, can you believe this?
Exactly.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting to me. There's a section called NSC Meta.
Okay.
It's like peeking behind the curtain
yeah.
and seeing how the community governs itself.
It's a bit like the town hall, right?
Yes.
NSC Meta gives us insight into, you know, the community's rules, how they handle disagreements.
Right.
Essentially how they ensure a healthy and productive environment for everybody.
Which you need.
Right. You're managing a large online group, especially one as passionate as sports fans.
Oh, absolutely.
It requires a certain degree of self-regulation.
Yeah, and it looks like they're doing a pretty good job. What's amazing is that alongside all the football talk, there's this incredible sense of camaraderie.
Yeah.
You've got the REMF section, which we touched on earlier, but also a whole section dedicated to help and how-tos.
Wow.
I find this so heartwarming. Imagine needing help setting up your new smart TV and getting advice from a fellow Albion supporter.
I love that. It speaks to the underlying ethos of these communities.
Yeah.
They're there for each other on and off the virtual pitch. And it reinforces the idea that these are real people with real lives using this space to connect on a human level. They're sharing tech tips, offering words of encouragement, and building relationships that extend beyond their shared love for the Albion.
It's like the community center of this digital city, a place where everyone's welcome and there's always someone willing to lend a hand. Now, speaking of community spirit, can we talk about the sheer volume of activity on North Stan Chat? We're talking over 11 million messages exchanged.
That is a staggering number.
That's a staggering number.
Yeah.
It is.
It really is.
And it highlights the dedication of these fans.
For sure.
They're not just passively consuming. They are actively shaping the conversation, creating this incredible archive of shared experiences.
Yeah.
Think about it. Every match.
Right.
Every goal.
Yeah.
Every agonizing defeat, it's all documented there, creating this living history of the Albion through the eyes of the fans.
It's amazing.
It's like they're weaving a tapestry of what it means to be an Albion supporter, one passionate post at a time. But it begs the question, what keeps people coming back day after day, year after year? What's the glue that holds these communities together?
Well, you know, it makes you think back to what we were talking about earlier, right? Like that innate human need to belong, to find your tribe, especially in our increasingly digital world.
Yeah, it's about identity.
Mm.
Being a Brighton fan isn't just like, you know, a pastime for these people.
Right.
It's woven into who they are.
Yeah.
North Stand Chat allows them to kind of explore that identity, connect with others who get it, and contribute to a narrative larger than themselves.
It's like they're adding their own verses to the Albion's anthem. Precisely.
Yeah.
Each post, each comment thread, it all adds up, right, to this rich tapestry of what it means to support this club. And it's not just about the highs and lows of the game either. It's the shared history, the inside jokes, even the debates about the best place to grab a pre-match pie.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it all contributes to that feeling of shared identity.
It makes you realize that these digital spaces, they're more than just forums or comment sections. Mm. They're living, breathing communities.
Absolutely.
With their own customs, their own humor, their own way of communicating.
For sure. And that's what makes them so fascinating to study.
Right.
They offer this, like, you know, this really unique lens through which we can explore human behavior, group dynamics, the evolving nature of fandom itself. Take the NSC meta section, for example. Analyzing how the community, like, establishes and enforces its rules. It can provide valuable insights into things like conflict resolution, online moderation, even the dynamics of power within online spaces.
It's like we've stumbled onto this treasure trove of sociological data.
It really is.
And it all started with a deep dive into a ball fan forum.
Exactly. Love it.
I'm now wondering about all the other, you know, kind of hidden depths waiting to be explored within those countless online communities out there.
And that's the beauty of it, right? Every online community, whether it's, you know, centered around a sports team, a hobby, or even just a shared love for, like, you know, a particular type of cheese.
Right.
It offers this window into human interaction and the things that bring us together. And who knows? Who knows what surprising discoveries await those willing to dive in?
So to our listeners, next time you find yourself scrolling through your favorite online community.
Yeah.
Take a moment to appreciate, you know, the intricate web of connections, the shared passions, and the uniquely human stories unfolding within those digital threads.
Yeah, think of it.
Because the deep dive is just the beginning. The real adventure starts when you start exploring those depths for yourself.
That's right.